I am the luckiest girl in the planet right now. I have a surprise guest on the phone. I'm so excited. I have chills. My heart's beating. He starred in television's most treasured and long-running series, Taxi, Who's the Boss? And his new show, The Good Cop, on Netflix. I can't believe it. Welcome to my show, Tony Danza. Thank you!
Hello, Wendy. No, please, thank you.
My heart's beating fast.
I'm telling you, you know what? I got to tell you something. Every time I hear that theme from Taxi, it was by Bob James, I just get so... Hold on a second. I got the stupid TV on. I get so, I don't know, it has an effect on me. It was unbelievable when it came on. I didn't expect to hear it, you know, so it surprised me. I just was on the phone with Chris Lloyd. He just had a big birthday, so we're all getting together.
Oh, happy birthday, Chris. Well, you surprised me.
No,
you made my day. You made my weekend.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
I just want to hang out with you all day. Okay, so your new show is awesome on Netflix, The Good Cop.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm proud of it. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of is that not only is it funny and engaging and everything else, but, you know, my son has two boys, 7 and 13. He says, Dad, I sat down with my two boys and my wife. We watched two episodes. He says, you know, I don't remember the last time we did that something like that, where we all got something out of we're watching and, you know, maybe a ball game, but that's about it. So I'm really proud of it in that respect, too. I mean, think about it. Outside of the murder, other than the murder, you know, it's a family show.
That's stupid, amazing. I can't believe you're a grandpa.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. Let me tell you, it's... The only thing that's wrong with it, you know what's terrible about it? It's
what?
Not terrible. You watch your son, to watch your son father his sons. Mm. It's so profound, especially because he's so much better at it than I was. And so, you know, it just, you know, I said to him one day, I said, you know, Mark, because I was a young father, I said, you know the difference between you and me as a father is? I can tell you the truth, you know, when you see how you take your kids to play baseball, I used to take you to watch me play baseball. And then at the end of the game, I'd say, how'd I do? I mean, this is so crazy to watch him. It's magnificent. It's wonderful.
Oh, I bet it is.
And we played all sorts of incredible performing arts centers in the Midwest that were built in the 20s. And pretty soon we're going to have to say the 1920s,
right?
Because we're going to have our own 20s soon. But and then we were in Canada, and we played like state-of-the-art. You know, a couple of years old. It was good. So it's been so much fun to go around and do that. And one of the things, Wendy, to do this kind of a show, you have to go out and do it. You can't learn it in like in a book or in a class. You have to go out and do it and experience what it feels like and how to be comfortable with it and how to be able to make the connection with the audience. And in order to do that, not only does it take time, but you have to be in all these varied, you know, these varied venues. Like, one night you're singing in the Ridgefield Playhouse. The next night you're singing a ballad as the roller coaster goes by.
Oh God!
And so that, but those experiences is what turn you into a professional at it.
We got to take it back a little bit. Does people realize that you were actually a boxer turned actor? And I still see you as a boxer. Like just your voice, the way you talk. Like boxing was it?
I just boxed three rounds just a little while ago.
You still do it?
I did. I got to stop doing it, but I did. Yeah, so I got to stop doing it. I really do have to stop doing it.
Did you love it?
You know, we don't kill each other, but even so, you know, boxing's like swimming in a way. You know why? Because you know when you go swimming, you get wet.
Yes.
Well, when you box, you get hit. There's no getting around it. It's like, oh God. So there's some of that. So, but yeah, I love it. I still do it. I still hit bags. I still do all of that. And I train because, you know, when you're a fighter, you always think the other guy's training. So, and he's going to beat you up when you get to the, you know what I mean? He's going to be in better shape than you. So because it's, I don't know. I've been motivated all my life when it comes to that.
But that's good. It keeps you healthy.
It sure does.
It keeps you healthy.
But just in general, I think you have to stay active. Like, you know where I'm going? You know what I'm doing? I'm going to leave in a minute. I'm going to my tap class. I got a tap class at 12 o'clock
on
72nd Street. So I got to walk to 72nd Street, and then
everyone's going to be at 72nd Street right now. If they heard that, they're all going to be bombarding you. I want to tap dance with you. Oh my gosh.
I'm dancing with Hal Shane. Hal Shane was one of the original rhythm kings.
Oh.
And it's really fun. Because he does a lot of this stuff that the old-time tap dancers did, the Honey Coles and the Jimmy Slides and the Pat Ricos, you know? It's really fun. It's really like a different kind of style of tap.
I bet it is.
You know, I have just the most wonderful music director. His name is John Otto. He was Rosemary Clooney's musical director. So I'm very lucky to have him. He's not only given us some great arrangements, but he's made me better. And so that we have that. And so then we have stories from my professional and personal life that are sort of weaved into the songs to evoke a certain emotion and make a connection with the audience. I tap, and then I bring out, you ready?
Yes.
My secret weapon. My ukulele.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My ukulele. It's. Let me tell you, it's unbelievable. What I do with it is not what everybody else does with the ukulele. That's the key.
You're more charming than I ever thought you were. Okay, so Tony, you and me, we have to talk about Taxi and Who's the Boss. Okay, the most treasured shows on television ever. What was it like?
Yeah, well,
gosh.
I feel really, really fortunate. I mean, you have to understand that, Hollywood is set up sort of to give people breaks, you know, because they're cheaper, they're younger, they're, you know, whatever. But very rarely do you get a break like Taxi. And, and not only for the obvious reasons of success and everything, the other reasons was, I got a program here in the city called the PAL, the Police Athletic League Acting Program. It's a teen acting program. So youth development through performance. Because when you perform and you have to adhere to certain things, like you have to listen, you have to stand up straight, you got to open your, you got to be there, you got to let your guard down, be part of something bigger than yourself. Those kind of things are the things we do in life.
Right.
And so I really, not only that, but I was surrounded by this wonderful group of people from Danny Judd, Jeff Conaway, and Mary Lou, and Chris, and then in Who's the Boss, the same kind of thing. But you develop through that performance. And especially in Taxi, for me, remember, could you imagine what they felt? I can't imagine they welcomed. Imagine if me, right now, they would have called me. I'll tell you, the good cop, they told me Josh Groban. I said, I never saw him act. What are you talking about? So imagine them. They got the greatest show. They got the greatest writers. They get the best time slot on TV. Oh, there's this fighter in New York. He's never acted before. We're going to put him in the show. How would I react? You know? But they welcomed me, and they let me thrive. They let me get better at it because it really was like being in school. Remember, not only did you have the actors, but you had Jim Brooks and Jim Burrows and Stan Daniels and all these incredible Harvey Miller, all these incredible writers there. Comedy school, you know?
Well, you must have been pinching yourself. Like
I was, and I was thrilled. I mean, and I just want you to know. So imagine, you're in your 20s, you're a bum fighter from New York. All of a sudden, you're on the best show on TV, and you're in Hollywood. It was crazy.
You couldn't write it any better, right? You couldn't wish it any better.
It was really a break for the good guys. It really was.
What does your son say about that?
Well, you know, he was on the set, and he's in two episodes of Taxi.
Oh, really?
He's in two. Yes, he plays. There's a show where. I'm going to be walking because I got to make my lesson. So.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. You got to go walk. Okay.
Yeah, but you hear me. You can hear me.
I'm coming with you to tap. I can't believe
you're taking me with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting in the elevator in my building.
It's our first date.
So anyway, my son plays Brian. He plays this little kid. He did two shows. The first show he did, he's in a wheelchair, and I have to fight this champion. And it's his hero. He wrote the guy. And the guy came out of retirement because he's so inspired by this handicapped kid. And of course, he chooses me as his opponent. And so now if I win this fight, I end up, of course, the only fight I ever win is I beat this guy and break this little kid's heart. He says a great line in there. Can you hear me, Wendy?
Yeah, I can hear you in the elevator. Yes. We're going to tap.
I'm in an elevator, yeah.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
He says at one point, he says, you beat my fighter. You know, he says, now, what did he say? You beat my fighter. You know how hard it is to get a fighter to come to the hospital? We keep getting singers. You know, and then he did another show where I actually adopt him, where Tony Banta adopts a kid.
Wow.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys. The guy's in the lobby. All right. Great. Thank you.
Say hey from What's Up with Wendy.
Hey, boys, you got to see the decorating for Halloween. It's incredible.
It is.
I'll see you later. Yeah.
They must love you. Everybody, when you walk down the street, what do they say to you?
Juan, what's happening, Wally? I will, babe. You didn't even know I'm going tap dancing, Wendy. How about that?
You and I, we're going on our first dance. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so look where we are. Let me tell you where we are. We're on the corner of 67th and Columbus in Manhattan. And we're walking uptown on the north side of the street. And let's see.
God, I miss
it's
the city.
It's a really beautiful neighborhood. It really is a great neighborhood. You know, I've been here a long time. You love the city?
I love it. The city that never sleeps.
Oh, I love it. I can't imagine living anywhere else. I talk about it in the show. Talk about my love of this crazy city in the show.
Well, when I move back to the city one day, I'm going to move near you.
Well, thank you.
That's going to happen. Tony, you are my favorite person.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I hope I see you out there.
Thank you so much, Tony. Enjoy your dance.
I'm going to tell Hal Shane that you said hi.
Tell him I said hi. You don't have to hang up. Right, I can stay with you, you know. We can still be together.
Stay with me then. I'm only walking. I'm good.
You're
be there by 12.
Okay, as long as
you're going to Ripley Greer Studios on 72nd Street. And I'm crossing 69th Street. Now I've walked two blocks. And we're going to pass one of my favorite restaurants in a minute. The Cease, a little French place.
Oh.
Nice in the summer and the fall and the spring. You can sit outside. A lot of construction in New York.
I know. What's
it's the
going
bane of our existence.
Yeah, what's
the
going
bane
on
of
there?
Our existence. Well, that's a good question. We should ask Mayor de Blasio.
We should.
We should ask him. What's going on here? No, it's just, you know what it is? I'm not the only one who loves New York. A lot of people want to live here. And unfortunately, there's a big problem, like a lot in the country, is the inequality.
Right.
Where, you know, you have people buying $50 million apartments and 100,000 kids. Over 100,000 kids in New York City are in shelters.
Oh, wow.
100,000 students. And kids that go to school and then end up back in the shelter. So it's tough. It's a tough... I mean, you know, on the one hand, you feel very fortunate to be here. On the other hand, you know, you wonder about why it's, you know, we allow it to get to this point.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But that's just, hey, look, I'm in that mood today.
Yeah, you're in that mood. Listen, it's all good. It's all good. Tony,
you know what I get to do, Wendy?
What do you get to do?
The thing I like to do most, I think, in my life, the thing I like to do most is to sing. I know it's crazy, but that's it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love to dance. I love to sing, but, geez, I love to sing.
you can sing to me going out if you want. I wish my show was longer because I would continue to talk to you.
I wish I had my youth with me. I'd lay a tune on you. I'd lay a tune on you, sure.
The Good Cop on Netflix. Don't forget to watch Tony in that, too. Tony, I can't tell you, thank you so much for surprising me today. You made my day.
Honey, it's my pleasure. I'm glad we got together.
Hey, listen, if you're in Greenwich, come co-host with me anytime.
I would love that. You know what? Who knows? I'm up there. Maybe they'll have it. I'll try. I'll make sure that Stephen knows. He's listening on the phone.
Okay, Stephen, connect us, please, so Tony can come co-host with me.
Sure thing.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. This was awesome. Tony, you made my day. I'm serious.
Okay. And Wendy, guess what?
What?
I'm at 72nd Street right now.
Perfect.
I made it. Perfect timing. Okay,
thanks for taking us with you. You too, Tony. Thanks.